Idly hey.
Welcome to another episode of The Brett Allen Show.
Prepare to be astonished.
A pop culture podcast. Join Brett weekly as he interviews your favorite celebrities from film, television,
I'm back in business, baby!
Comedy, and much more.
Inconceivable!
Plus, you never know who will stop by.
Dude, we are so gonna party!
Now, here is your host, Brett Allen.
It's a special holiday edition of The Brett Allen Show, a pop culture podcast, as you can see from our background if you're watching the recast on video. But if you're listening, you're like, I have no idea what you're talking about, Brett. We are chatting today with the super talented Christopher Russell. Most people would probably recognize you from sci-fi's Day of the Dead, but we're talking Christmas. You have a Christmas movie that is coming out on the 5th of December. On the GAC Family Network, A Lot Like Christmas. This is a lot of fun. Hilarious, of course, those wonderful holiday warm moments that we love. Chris, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here today.
It's great to be here. Thanks for inviting me on.
Yes, well, this is a fun movie. I had the opportunity to watch it, and I think with all the holiday movies that we get this time of year, this is definitely one that stands out. It's just absolutely, it's a great film, and it's one that you can watch with the entire family in the room, right? We don't have to worry about hitting the mute button or fast forward or something like that. But let's talk about the project, how you became involved, and Chris, what people can expect when they have the opportunity to watch it.
Yeah, so this one actually came about pretty quick because GAC Family, this is their first year putting out Christmas movies,
okay.
Original content in general. And a friend of mine who is also known in the Hallmark and GAC family community and the festive movie community, Jen Lilly, she had been working with them. And every year, a couple times a year, actually, we do this this little compilation of different Hallmark movie actors, GAC family actors, to promote her Christmas Is Not Canceled fundraiser.
Yes.
And so she let me know that these guys at GAC Family were putting out original Christmas movies this year. And yeah, a script came my way that when I read it, I thought, wow, this is actually it's pretty good. It's heartwarming. It's funny. It's quick. It doesn't have long drawn out scenes just talking about what's right in front of them. Like there's actual dynamics to it.
Yes.
you know,
Touché.
I mean, it ticks all the boxes for, you know, classic traditional Christmas movie, but it's also a lot of fun. And like you said, the whole family can watch it and you don't have to be concerned that, you know, it might not be age appropriate, like from 0 to 150. Anyone can get something enjoyable out of this movie for sure.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And it's nice to know that Hallmark, as much as I love them and as many of their cast members have been on the show promoting holiday projects and things like that, that they no longer have the monopoly on the Christmas movie. And I do like the fact that it's very honest and it's not just, I don't know if the term predictable would be the right word, but like you said, talking about things that are right in front of them and the obviousness of what's happening, you know, and that answered my next question too. You said something to the fact that you all kind of gather together, all the movie, Christmas movie people and hang out, which has to be a lot of fun. I mean, you've been a part of so many projects in your career and you've done a lot of great things. As I mentioned, Day of the Dead, for sure. I know that, and just a lot of other fun things. But I'm very curious because you're very upfront and vocal about sort of how you fit into the industry and how you're separate from what most people might be familiar with as far as just, you know, your personality and, you know, mentioning the fact instead of exhausting energy on the stress of, you know, trying to fit the mold, you sort of lean into this idea about what makes you unique and interesting and to kind of trust your gut in the process. Can you talk about that a little bit more? Because that's very counterintuitive oftentimes to Hollywood. But It is. It's clearly worked out for you so far, which, and I'm certain that it will continue, obviously.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, it was a long, long road, and it's still a work in progress. Initially, starting out in this business, I was constantly trying to be something I thought that casting or producers or directors or different projects I thought that they wanted, or acting in a certain way that I thought would be familiar to them that would in turn make them hire me.
Okay.
But in doing so, I sort of lost the that thing that everyone has that makes them unique in their own way. And this isn't to say that I'm anything special, because that's not what I'm saying at all, but to find the confidence to just be as authentic to yourself as you can be in any given moment. In a way, it's been maybe liberating's too strong of a word, but it's taken a lot of the pressure off, because like I said, initially I'd be going in there, I'd be worried that, you know, my hair wasn't coiffed enough, or my suit wasn't the right type, or, you know, like, is it too much stubble? Should I be clean shaven? Am I being nice enough, or should I pull that back a bit? Like, constantly worrying about it instead of focusing on the most important thing, which is the story. What's the story, and where does this character fit into the story? And once I started really just giving myself to that and seeing how my personal experiences throughout my life could lend itself to any given narrative that may come my way that I have an opportunity to perform, whether it's in an audition or an actual project. It's been a great motivator to just keep moving forward. And I think another great thing that happened by chance was the birth of my daughter, and then subsequently my son. Having children certainly puts life in a different perspective, and it sort of trivializes a lot of the things that before seemed very important. And so, yeah, moving forward, it's just been sort of, what can I do that will be best for me and my family, and how can I be of service to this project?
Yeah, I mean, that all makes perfect sense. And I could see the term liberation being very applicable in this situation, because, again, you know, I say this in an honest way, it's counterintuitive to what most people would see, but if you can embrace it and make it work in the correct way, it obviously will pan out, because it's worked well for you in all the projects. And you're a great actor, too, which obviously lends itself to a lot of your success. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's very true. Yeah. 100%.
But that's not to say that I don't have those moments of doubt. Of course, yeah. I absolutely do 100% all the time. But it's knowing how to navigate it.
Yeah.
Like, if I can walk away from an audition or a screen test or like a day on set feeling like I gave it my all, then that's a win. And whatever happens after that doesn't really matter.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, this movie is a lot of fun. And again, it premieres December 5th. On the GAC Family Network, and there'll be other Christmas movies coming out. I think people can expect a lot from this. Couple last questions here. Just sort of in the trajectory of your career and sort of the things that you've been a part of, what is the best advice that you have been given as an actor that has sustained you as an individual on a very visceral level, that has kept you motivated and kept you going through this crazy career and world of acting that you're a part of as a storyteller, Chris?
You know, the one that stands out was actually working on Day of the Dead.
I love it, yes.
Caitlin Stryker, who plays Nicole on that show, we were having, we as a film set were having, I don't want to say difficulties, but we were having a day that was becoming a little bit stressful, and we were running against the clock. And I started to take that on a little bit, because as a performer, you want to get your best out there. And if you're running out of time, the pressure to get it done in one take potentially can be daunting. And she looked at me and she said, "Chris, your job is to hit a home run every single time. That's it." I'm like, wow, that's right. That's true. And it put a lot in perspective. So over the course of my career, in one way or another, I've been aware of the fact that not everything is going to fall into place perfectly for you to do the absolute perfect performance that you have concocted in your mind. You have to be ready to just swing for the fences every single time. And how do you do that? Well, it's through preparation. You just got to prepare. And then when you get to that moment, it's like a 100-meter sprinter, right? Like they train for months just to get to that moment for that brief 8 seconds or whatever they can do it in. And it's up to the preparedness. So that's it. Just be prepared. Be kind and be prepared.
Yeah, absolutely. And just the, you know, no BS technique, so to speak, of just really putting your best foot forward. I love it. This is exciting. Be sure to catch Christopher Russell in this new holiday film again on the 5th of December. A lot like Christmas. I can't believe Christmas is almost already here. This year has flown by.
I know. It's already December. Look at that.
It's unbelievable. And if you haven't had a chance, Sci-Fi's Day of the Dead, which is currently streaming on the Sci-Fi Network and app. It's absolutely a great show. I mean, as a zombie lover. Now, they got to do a zombie Christmas movie. Now, if you could do that, I think,
right?
I mean, there's so many zombie stories. When I first saw the lead-in logline for the pitch, I thought, is he in a zombie Christmas film? And then I was like, oh, wait a second. I misread that. That's a lot of fun. You also have some other great projects coming out that I'm certain we can't talk too much about, but Reacher, based on Lee Child's Jack Reacher books, where you play Joe. Yeah. I cannot wait for that. That's just
they just got the release date today, actually. It's funny. Alan Richson is doing a live stream on Entertainment Weekly as we speak, February 4th on Amazon Prime.
Wow. Oh, my God. I'm excited. Well, we'll have to have you back on that. Chris, thanks for hanging out with us on the Brett Allen Show today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's been great.
That brings today's show to a close.
Doodly-doo.
Thanks for stopping by. If you enjoyed the episode, feel free to share it with a friend and subscribe. It's absolutely free. The views and opinions of the guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
Autobots, roll out.
Go home.